This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well. Big week for us. Many ways a big week, right? You got the Vikes and Monday Night Football action tonight. If you have an opportunity to take a nap and actually want to watch a football game that starts at 9:20. And then we have the big Sioux Bison matchup. Excuse me. North Dakota and NDSU matchup. It'll be taking place on Saturday. It's a big deal. Fired up. It's a big deal for us fans. I don't know if it's that big a deal for the players. Average age was 8 the last time these teams played, so somebody has to tell them it's a really big deal.
It's the big two schools in North Dakota, so.
Yeah.
And it they've probably got relatives or friends or whatever that'll be glad to tell them just how big a matchup it really is, so.
Probably had, overheard commentary over the years about, UND, right? Even just, like you say, if nothing else, just basic school rivalry, not even the gridiron matchup. But anyway, that should be great fun. Should be a great time. And looking forward to the hype escalating. Big Iron is tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. We'll be broadcasting live from there, hanging out with some Big Iron. That's what you do at Big Iron, right? And it is one of the premier ag shows in the country. And it's right here. And folks come in from all over for it. So should be a lot of fun. Looks like the weather's going to be nice for it. So I am looking forward to that as well. Cranking up another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains and brought to you by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You can find out more about them online at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. In fact, when you go there, they give you an opportunity to tell the EPA that you oppose the costly clean power plan and sign the petition. Pops right up. So they make it nice and easy for you. I'll just do it for you while I'm here. So I click on it. It says take action. It says sign here if you oppose the EPA's new rules attacking coal-based power plants. Shows me the exact petition text. I do with all that. And wants my email, so I'll put that in there. Nice and easy. Scott@flagfamily.com. Scott@flagfamily.com. Got that right there. All right. And it helps if I spell family right. And then it wants me to put my zip code in so it knows where I'm from. I forgot the I. The Y and the N.
Oh, family. Well, yeah. You spelled it phonetically anyway.
Some strange reason. And so I'm giving them all of my information there. And do I want to receive future alerts? Do I want to be remembered? Sure. Yep. All that. Great. Okay. All right. So now my member of Congress knows. So I don't know about you, but sometimes, you're mad about something, but you just don't necessarily have the time to, okay, who do I send it to? Do I lick the envelope? Do I get it to the right address? All of that. This just makes it very easy. So good way to go. Make it easy for you. And by the way, just if you want to find out about this, what is this clean power plan all about? What is the EPA going to do? A lot of good information. There's coal facts. There's a whole section on the clean power plan, all at SecureEnergyFuture.org. So check that out. We're going to crank up the Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline as well and take your calls, questions, and comments on the news of the day. We've been talking a little bit about Donald Trump and whether, he might have. Well, here in my mind, I think less of Donald Trump after last week than I did before. And I've been one of those that early on, I think when he gave out the cell phone number for Lindsey Graham and then also said John McCain wasn't a real hero, I thought, that was bad. I didn't like it, okay? And I was kind of in the old mode politics where I'm going to, you just don't do that. It's not presidential. And the listeners on this program, you awaken me to who cares? That's fiddling while Rome burns. Right, I mean, you've got to fight with every fiber you've been. You convinced me. I agree with you. I also said I love the fact that Donald Trump was showing others, that is, the presidential candidates, that we want a fighter. We want somebody that's going to go in there and just fight for what we believe in. I like that, and I think he's doing the rest of the field of service by showing just how mad everybody is about the direction of this country and wanting a fix. Okay, so I've been along with this, and. What struck me last week that has softened me a little bit on the Trump appeal is he says Carly Fiorina is ugly in this interview with Rolling Stone, and that's just kind of a Trump-like comment. But I'm more disappointed in his response to it. So he gets a bunch of grief about it, and he says, oh, no, 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 I was talking about her persona. You know, now you're just another politician. Now you're lying and spinning your way out of a problem, and I don't like that one bit. And then, same article, he's making an inappropriate comment about his own daughter's good looks. And that makes me physically ill. So I'm having a little bit of a buyer's remorse on Donald Trump here and seeing if you agree or disagree on that. And that's what we're talking about. When you call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can even text Todd, we'll know your take. And by the way, speaking of Cloverdale, they're at Cashwise Bismarck today. Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour Stop is Wednesday 2 until 6 with free goodies, like the tangy summer sausage, the original and the tangy and the garlic as well, and also some great specials on the rough cut bacon and the 28-ounce pack of Cloverdale summer sausage. So shop the great bargains at Cashwise, courtesy of the good folks at Cloverdale. All right, we have a call left over from last hour. Let's get to that, and then some new calls waiting to chime in here on all these topics.
I have a general comment about your Rolling Stone comment on Mr. Trump. That's the way society's been going. I mean, look at President Clinton and the acceptance of all the other things that are deteriorating our society in general. I mean, so, and people are reacting emotionally to Trump. They're certainly not reacting because he has any actual plan formulated for a darn thing. He's just going to do it like everybody else has been. So, you know, that's where we're headed, and it's sad.
So what that caller's just saying, if I heard him correctly, is for a presidential candidate to make a sexually inappropriate comment related to his own daughter, that's sort of where the culture's going. I don't get the sense the caller appreciates it or condones it, but recognizes it for what it is. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not throwing in the towel yet to say that's just the direction we're going. Not going to do it. Nope. Can't do it. James,
Are you really surprised by it?
Yes, I am surprised by that. That's okay. Sick.
Disappointed, yes, but I can't. Somehow I'm not surprised out of him. I mean, I think out of any other candidate, yeah, sure. But for some reason, nothing this particular candidate does surprises me.
James on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline says here, Lake Miltona. Is that where you are?
Yeah, beautiful Lake Miltona.
Miltona. Yeah, I thought it said Hilton. I had an H there.
The Hiltons have a hotel there now. It's Hilton.
Oh, do they? Yeah. Anyway, Miltona is a beautiful lake. What's on your mind, James?
What's on my mind is, you know, everybody's got to really wake up that's how the world's going. That's where we're at. Who cares? This is time for a warning call, people. It's time to sound the alarm. We're voting for the president. Not, you know, who's going to be the chairman of our gardening club or a mayor or governor. This is the president of the United States. The last 8 years, I don't know if it's a bad joke, the end of a hangover in a horror movie. I mean, if you look at what's going on, you will know my people by their fruit. Open up your Bible. This is a Judeo-Christian country. That's how it was founded. Your principles of stealing and lying and all that. Where do you think they come from, people? You know, to be even a not spirit-filled person, I think this is time to sound the alarm. Can you imagine Trump in foreign affairs? He would be worse than anything that Danny DeVito or people from Caddyshack would say. I mean, what is he going to tell foreign leaders? Pack sand, get out of my face. It's really appalling. At least someone like Carson you know, different people like that, they're showing their fruit. You know, at least they got some base that they're good Christian people that could stand to make wrong or right decisions. To stand to make wrong or right decisions, that's where the basis of morals and philosophy came from. It's the Bible, people. Take it off the shelf, open it up and read it a little. That's what we're supposed to be doing. not saying this is okay and, oh, that's just the way the world's going. Like, you know, God's changed. He's evolved, and he now wears a tie-dye and some Birkenstocks and not a, you know, a robe and an old pair of leather sandals. I don't get it. We need to wake up.
Wow. Yeah, James, actually, the one area that I wouldn't mind him being in is foreign policy, because I think we've caved in about every possible area where we just, you know, kowtow to foreign leaders. One of the reasons we're in some trouble there. But on the bigger picture, I certainly share a lot of your viewpoints of where we're going. Let's see if others agree or disagree. Joan and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Just a comment on the Trump fiasco. This man is perhaps the most thin-skinned, arrogant, prideful, short-tempered man I've seen in a long, long time. Yeah.
Joan, do me a favor. I am up against the break here, and I want to give you a chance to finish your thought, because it sounds like you have some strong opinions on Mr. Trump. We want to hear them when we come back. Conway and Fargo, Dwayne and Williston, Lee and Bismarck, too. We'll finish with Joan after this.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
The hour rolling on from the 2015 Automobile Dealers Association of North Dakota annual conference. We're at the Radisson Hotel in Bismarck today. I'm sorry, in Fargo today. I think Radisson, I think Bismarck, actually. But no, it's the Radisson Fargo. Anyway, we'll chat with some more of the folks from here coming up in just a bit. Want to get back to your calls. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. They'll be out at the Big Iron tomorrow as well, and we're looking forward to seeing them. 2016 models have been released. right now. Get deep discounts on all of those, on the remaining 2015 models, rather. 2016s are out. You can see those. And there's deep discounts on the 2015s, what I'm trying to tell you. Plus, there is low-interest financing. That's right. So they've got some great deals there for you as well. So if you go to highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com, you can find out more of what I'm talking about. You also can learn more about that ET Ag Center, where they have application training. They have 50,000 sprayer parts, or literally whatever you need. Sprayer tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, whatever. The works. They've got it right there. Or stop and see them. Check that on highplainsapache.com or across from Bonanza, Eastside Court in Mandan. Exit 60, south of Fargo off I-29. Okay, so let's finish our conversation on the Big Flavor Hotline with Joan and Bismarck. Joan, you're not a fan. Now, is this new, or have you not been a fan from the beginning on Trump?
Well, I was open to listening to him from the beginning, but the more I see of his temperament and his arrogance and his need for no one but himself, the more turned off I'm becoming. And I can't believe that he or we as a country are naive enough to think that he is going to be able to bully any of the other world leaders around. Putin, the leader of North Korea, any of these Mid-Eastern countries will laugh in his face. They don't care who he is and how much money he has. He will make us even a worse laughing stock than we are now. And what about any American or anyone else who doesn't agree with him, but who's also entitled to their opinion? Are we all going to be ugly and stupid? Is that what we're going to have to listen to every time we disagree with him? When you have to tear down someone else's character to build up your own, there is not much substance to you as a person. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is what's sort of disappointing me more than anything in this whole debate, is that character should matter, right? I mean, the character really should matter. And, you know, I think somebody earlier called and said, well, he probably shouldn't have said those things while the reporter was there, or probably thought the reporter wouldn't write him down. I mean, well, you know, look, if we're coming at it from, we want our candidate to just, be a little smarter in front of the camera or with the reporter, but to me, I'm more concerned about the content of their character,
right? If you want to be a leader in this country, you better be able to think on your feet and think rationally and think quickly and not blurt out the first ridiculous thing that comes to mind and then say, oops, I shouldn't have said that, or oops, I really didn't mean that, because people will never forget the first thing you said.
Well said, Joan. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And call again. Conway's in Fargo on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hello, this is Conway.
You're up, sir.
Okay. Here's one. I like Trump, and he's saying whatever's on his mind. But, you know, like this weekend I was watching Karl Rove on one of the news shows, and he's talking about how Trump's going to go away over time. And I think somebody like Karl Rove is going to feed us another McCain or Romney or somebody that's politically correct, and we're going to get to, like, somebody like Bush who's sitting there speaking Spanish, and that's just offensive as can be to me. We need to get back to our home roots. So I guess, you look at the news today, you don't care about, Hillary's emails or John Kerry's deal went bad. I don't know if you caught the news today, but the Ayatollah's over there showing videos of Afghanistan of American soldiers getting killed. And that's a video they just put up today. And that's way more important. So if Donald Trump plays a little hardball with the people from overseas, he's a businessman. He gets things done. He's a billionaire because of it. I can't see this country not doing well with somebody that plays hardball. McCain will play hardball. Romney will play hardball. So that's where I'm going with that. I still like Trump. He said some things that are offensive, but at least he's not hiding it. He's not fake. He's not, I wonder what he really thinks. Like, nobody says Obama said anything when Palin did the famous, you can put lipstick on a pig. The left gets away with everything.
All right, Conway, appreciate the call. Thanks for the take. Lee and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'm not. Trump is. He's really confused me in many ways. But the thing that concerns me more than anything regarding him is I still like him. But I'm really concerned about this my way or the highway attitude. We have that in office right now. We don't have a great deal of choice. Trump says a lot of things that make a lot of sense. He's back to the old Reagan attitude of we're number one, period, and I like that. The immigration, the border stuff, we've got to do something with it. But my concern is, when is Congress going to take back its power, its share of this government? It isn't just the president. We have supposed to have a balance of power, and somehow we've lost that right now.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Here's some of your comments by text. I feel like he's backpedaling, speaking of Trump. That upsets me because I was hoping he would treat everybody equally. Women want equal rights. With that should come equal expectations. All right. Another texter says, you need to hear the clip again. He never said ugly, but we're all thinking it. I think he did say ugly, but I'll go back and look. Text, voting for Trump is like voting for Satan. The guy's a marshmallow. Yikes. Emailer, Donald Trump hasn't changed one bit. You can't tell me that he isn't like this all the time and has accomplished what he has. No more political correctness, please. Some of the reasons this country is the way it is because we don't say or do what's right rather than not to hurt anyone's feelings. Come on. Jeez. All right. Emailer says, just a quick statement. Can anyone imagine what the outcome of World War II would have been if the guy in the White House would have been president then? Specken Sie Deutsch? Yeah. All right. I miss any others, Todd? They've rolled into your text machine there? I've never liked him, says another, but I have liked what he said about current politicians. However, he lost all credibility with me when he lied about Carly Fiorina's looks. I find his comments about his daughter repulsive. What kind of sicko has sexual fantasies about his daughter? I'm going to keep clinging to my God and my guns. All right. And I don't know where I saw it, but somebody commented that it was taken out of context. I don't know how you take that out of context. And by the way, so a couple things. One, here's what he said about Carly Fiorina. All right. So she's on the screen, and the reporter's right there, and he gets this look on his face, and he says, look at that face. Would anyone vote for that? Can you imagine that? The face of our next president? I mean, she's a woman, and I'm not supposed to say bad things, but really, folks, come on. Are we serious? So I guess you're right. He didn't say she was ugly, but what did he say? I don't think that was meant to be complimentary, was it, Todd? I don't think there was.
Probably not.
No. And then the bit about his daughter, the reporter, and he are talking. He says, after I met Ivanka, this is the reporter, and praised her to her father. Trump said, yeah, she's really something, and what a beauty, that one. If I weren't happily married, and you know, her father. So he didn't complete the sentence, but I get the gist of what he's trying to say, which is worrisome, at a minimum. We're going to meet some folks from the 2015 Automobile Dealers Association of North Dakota next in Fargo. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Well, I mentioned the top of the program. We're broadcasting today from the Radisson Hotel at Fargo. Chatted with a couple of auto dealers last hour. Going to do so again this hour. We're at the Automobile Dealers Association of North Dakota annual conference that is taking place in Fargo today. And we're brought to you in part today by our friends at Valley Imports. If you go to valleyimports.com, I guarantee you, you're going to find a Mercedes you'll fall in love with in no time. And if you don't, tell me what you want. You're looking for an ML, a GL, what do you, the CLA, the GLAs, whatever you're looking for, they'll find it for you at Valley Imports. And we have a great deal because if you are a listener of this program, What's On Your Mind, and you would like a Mercedes-Benz, you just say, hey, I heard Scott Hennon talking about this on What's On Your Mind. You get two free Mercedes-Benz scheduled maintenance trips at 10,000-mile intervals. So essentially, it's your required maintenance for 2 years, absolutely no charge. And that could be upwards, depending on the model, of $2,000 in value. And every once in a while, I get a chance to drive a Mercedes around the state of North Dakota, and I have, for good reason, fallen in love. But they also have a Porsche, they have Audi, they have Volkswagen, they have Mitsubishi, so a lot of good models to choose from at Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com, great way to do it. Or just stop and see them in Fargo next time you're through, or if you're in town here. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what's happening with auto dealers. A great barometer, I think, on the economy overall. And we talked earlier about the recruiting efforts that they're undertaking, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Matthew Larsgaard is here. Matthew is the president and CEO of the Automobile Dealers Association of North Dakota. Nice to see you, Matthew.
Thank you, Scott, for having us on.
Glad to have you and chat about it. Don Vigasaw is here. Don, of course, Assistant Majority Leader, the North Dakota House, and also an auto dealer.
Morning, Scott.
In Cooperstown.
Awesome.
Yes, how are you?
I'm great.
Nice to see you.
Great to be here.
Outside of the Capitol.
I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it outside of the Capitol.
That's right. That's amongst your fellow auto dealers.
Yeah, this is a great meeting we're having today.
And how's business in small town North Dakota?
You know, as I was telling Steve earlier, we are victims of the ag sector, whether good or bad. And it's a little softer this summer, you know, with the commodity prices down, obviously. The farmers, when they make money and they've had a great run, they like to buy new trucks. But as a group, when they see that the commodity prices are retracting a little bit, they can pull their horns in just like everybody else. So we're a little softer this year because of the commodity prices, but still, auto industry's been great the last few years. Can't complain at all. It's been fun.
It'd be one place you'd want to be an auto dealer of all in the United States would be North Dakota, right?
Absolutely. When you look over the last decades, and I was telling Steve earlier that our dealership is celebrating our 55th anniversary this month. So we've been through a few cycles over those years, and Rural North Dakota has been a fabulous place to be an auto dealer. Really fun. I like the rural setting because, boy, and this is what we use in our advertising. Those customers are our family. It's a family dealership, but we always use in our slogan in our advertising, the dealership that makes you feel like part of the family. Because our customers, generations of them, have been customers of ours. They get to be like family.
Yeah, that's great. You gave a legislative update for the group. Are there many, concerns on that front for your dealers?
You know, Scott, the last session we didn't have anything real major, but the last two sessions previous to that, we had some major legislation. In 2011, we rewrote the franchise law, dealer franchise law. We felt that the manufacturers were infringing a little bit on the dealership's right to be independent business people and run the business the way they wanted them to run. So Matthew and his staff, and along with myself and the great legislative body that we have, passed that law and strengthened our franchise system in North Dakota. And then in 2013, we had a warranty labor bill, which expects the manufacturers then to pay the same labor rate for warranty work as customers pay for labor. And they've always wanted to pay less than what the customer pays. We didn't feel that was right. We felt that the manufacturer should pay the same as the customers. That was passed. And then we also had a mechanics lien bill that we had to upgrade because the cost of repairs on vehicles have just gone way up over time, and that hadn't been updated for a long time. So we did that. So we've had some really major issues at the legislature that have affected the dealerships in a positive way.
The manufacturers require a lot of dealers, don't they? Especially you notice a lot of the dealerships themselves are getting upgrades as far as the look and the amount of dollars being invested into the facilities. And that's, I assume, a mandate from the dealers?
Well, that was one of the issues in that franchise bill, that they couldn't do anything that was unreasonable, you know, in the eyes of the dealer. But, yes, some of the franchise, they have required the dealerships to make facility upgrades.
Interesting. Matthew, talk a little bit about, well, first of all, this is a good gathering, right? A lot of folks, a lot of smiles on their faces here.
A lot of folks here, yeah. We're really excited to have our convention in Fargo this year. Typically, we've been in Bismarck, and so this is the first time in many years that we've had the opportunity to come back to my home area around Fargo area, or where I live now. You know, we just talked about the manufacturers and the relationships with the auto dealers, and we talked about the technology side, and the dealership today has really become a high-tech environment. You know, you think about yesterday's mechanics, Scott. The guys who were working in dealerships or in independent repair facilities, dark, you know, turning wrenches, busting their knuckles. Scott, that's a thing of the past. Today, that has transformed into a high-tech work environment, well-lit, clean air, high-tech facilities at the dealerships. In fact, with today's motor vehicles, you can't repair them without plugging a computer into them and diagnosing what the issue is. I mean, this industry has transformed quite significantly within the last decade alone. And so as we look at that individual, that automotive technician, we're not looking for C or D students anymore, or at all, I should say. We're looking for those B and A students to come in and understand the technology, how to repair these vehicles. And I'm telling you what, it's a great career. It's transformed from a job into a career. So when we consider that automotive technician, I mean, the starting wage right now in North Dakota, starting wage for a two-year degree, automotive technology, is right around $40,000. And there are literally, when we also consider the diesel technology component of it, there are literally hundreds of jobs in North Dakota that are available right now for every individual that graduates in either automotive or diesel technology. In fact, for every individual that graduates, there's 10 jobs available for them. It's really unbelievable. And as such, our association has responded. And we have available for eligible students $1,500 annual scholarships for those individuals that pursue a degree in automotive or diesel technology. We also have $20,000 student loan repayment programs. And then there's many dealerships that have different scholarship programs and other financial incentives available for those individuals that wish to pursue a career within the auto sector.
And how's that working?
It's working out great. In fact, Scott, last year we sent over $100,000 out to our North Dakota technical colleges in the form of scholarships. So we've had a lot of success in recruiting. However, there's still a gap. There's still a void. And it's important to understand that when an individual goes into this career, that is truly what it is. It's a career. I don't think that most people understand the true importance of the auto dealer in North Dakota. They're absolutely critical to maintaining our very necessary transportation infrastructure. And so as such, as we look at some of the numbers, you know, dealers generate over $3.2 billion. That's with a B. In annual retail sales statewide, over the biennium, Scott, we will collect over approximately $300 million, almost over $250 million in motor vehicle excise tax. We employ almost 4,000 people alone within our dealerships across the state. So we are a very important sector to North Dakota's economy. And not only do we have positions available for automotive technicians, we have positions in inventory control, accountants, human resources. We've got management positions, parts specialists. So there are a lot of wonderful opportunities within the retail auto sector.
Do you suppose 2.5 of that $3-some-odd billion in economic impact comes out of Cooperstown? I'm thinking it probably does.
I'd say a large portion of it.
Yeah, I would say probably
upwards of three. Yeah. They're killing it, I hear. They're doing great. How are you doing on hiring folks up there, Don?
You know, we've been really fortunate, Scott. We've had very little turnover in our store. We've had same employees for a long, long time. But we did have a young student that did intern with us this year in our service department. He's a Cooperstown native. He goes to State School of Science. Wants to be probably in a small community when he graduates, and we had him as an intern, and I'm sure we'll be visiting with him about taking him on full-time when he graduates.
So, since he's a native, get him to come home, right?
Well,
if
you can grow your own talent, especially in rural North Dakota, because not everybody wants to live in a community of 1,000 people. So if you can get some from your home community that's going to school, encourage them in the scholarship program or the internship, it's a great way to have them stay home.
Yeah, that's great. Matthew, anything else you want to tell us about?
Other than if anyone, if they, parents, career development managers, recruiters, VOAG instructors, if any of them have any other questions about the career opportunities that are available in our dealership, have them contact the association office. Again, we are the Automobile Dealers Association of North Dakota. Get a hold of us, and we can hook them up with some great career opportunities and financial incentives for education as well.
You need some of that technological training for the salesman, too, with all the bells and whistles on vehicles these days, Don, right?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. To tell you what, the delivery process right now on some of these new vehicles is extensive.
Yeah.
And there is so much technology in the climate systems, the sound systems. It's just incredible what's coming out in these new vehicles. So, yeah, the delivery process is a little more. You just don't throw them the keys anymore and say, here's your new car. You got to spend considerable time with each of the buyer, and it's a great way to just enhance that relationship with your customer, too, is to really show them through the vehicle when they take delivery.
Fascinating. Well, gentlemen, thanks for sharing a little time with us today. Matthew, thanks for having us here. We've enjoyed being here today and getting to meet some of the dealers, and everybody's pretty excited about the direction that this great state is going, which is you're really hearing about every sector. But, you know, obviously, auto dealers are a good barometer as well. So appreciate that.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Don.
Good to have.
Good to see you guys. Appreciate you very much. Matthew Linesgard is the president and CEO of this organization, the Automobile Dealers Association of North Dakota. And, of course, Representative Don Vigasaw, himself a dealer, but also assistant majority leader in the North Dakota House. All right, we have one more segment to go on the program today. So last chance to get your either a prediction in on the big game this weekend or thoughts on whether Donald Trump's in some trouble or not today. Tomorrow at Big Iron, tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, actually, broadcasting from Big Iron as well. So don't forget that. And a reminder, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour will be hitting the Cashwise Bismarck on Wednesday, 2 until 6. We'll get to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline to wrap up when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists,
ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day, every day and pick up the hot stuff, personal pan pizzas, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib, the big ones, $2.99 each. Mars king-size candy bars, 79 cents each. Jack Link's 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus save on Pringles grab-and-go, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its, just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies, only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Last chance to weigh in on anything on your mind today. At 800-228-0550, give us a call on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, which, by the way, you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776. So if you think of something that you'd like to hear on the program or you want to make a comment on and you want to do it when you're thinking of it, it's a good time to do it. 855-200-1776. A couple of calls that have come in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline during the break. Let's roll those, Todd, so we get those in before the end of the program.
Yeah, this is a comment about the whole situation with Trump today. You know, what he said was disturbing and vile, and what he said about Carly Fiorina, you know, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. He speaks first and thinks later. But why are we talking about this today? Why? We have $19, $20 trillion in debt. We have 23 veterans every day dying by their own hands. More soldiers have died by their own hands since 9/11 than have died in Iraq and Afghanistan due to combat situations. We have the demoralization of America. We have the weakest projection worldwide that we've had since the Carter administration. We have the weakest military we've had since the Carter administration. We have the smallest and oldest Air Force since its inception. We have all these other very important things. We're losing entry-level jobs to machines because of liberal policies. Why are we talking about what some stupid off-the-cuff thing that Trump said when we have all these other very important, very real, very disturbing things going on in the world? We should be talking about those, not something stupid that Trump said.
All right. I don't disagree, but again, we want somebody well-equipped to take on all the troubles you talked about, and they have to get through this process. So I guess that's why we're talking about it, because any of the things individually you're talking about obviously are important to you and to all of us. But right now, it's who's the standard bearer going to be? Who's going to fix every one of those messes? And so that's why what he says and what he does is important. But I definitely agree that a lot of what you talked about there deserves more attention than it gets. No doubt about it. All right, here's another one. Roll out.
Good morning. Well, everybody's distracted with this Carly comment. The border's still not secure. And I'm actually more offended by Hillary's "what difference does it make" comment and Senator Heitkamp's reply to my Iran call. Does she really think they're going to get rid of most of their uranium and centrifuges? Why does she think they want a new air defense system from Putin? Who are these experts she's talking to? The guy that said Elvis couldn't sing and Eastwood couldn't act?
Wow. Okay. One more time.
Wow.
Scott, yeah. How many elections do you GOP elites plan on winning by alienating Trump and his supporters? Keep it up and you will see a Trump third-party candidacy. Then you will see lots of conservatives and Trump supporters either stay home or vote third party come 2016. Just keep it up and see if you can win.
All right.
I thought that's been ruled out. Or
it has.
Should we not
take him at his word? Yeah.
Right. That's my point.
Well, he was talking about Carly Fiorina's persona too, so I'm sure. But sure. I think Trump would have trouble violating that pledge at this point. One more, Todd?
Yeah, Scott, you with your PC, political correctness now stuff. Do you think Heidi Heitkamp is good looking or otherwise? How do you look at her, Scott Hannon? What goes through your mind? You know.
Right, enough of this guy. I don't know what in the world that has to do with anything. I really don't. I don't. And that, quite honestly, that's why Donald Trump, in my mind, saying that is just bizarre. You know, it really is bizarre. So I'm not going to match bizarre with bizarre. It's a out of bounds question. Okay, Mike, where are you calling from?
Regent.
Okay, go ahead, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, you don't like Trump. You don't like Cruz. You're stuck on moderate. And moderates lose for us.
No, first of all, I do like Trump. I do like Cruz. In the case of Trump, I wish he would, stick between the lanes a little bit there so we didn't have to talk about whether he was calling somebody ugly or saying something inappropriate about his dog.
I don't see you talk. I've never heard you say too many good things about Trump at all.
Well, I don't know if you're listening well enough, because I have made a point of saying I think the best thing Trump's bringing to the field is showing people, the other candidates, how ticked off people are. They want a fighter.
They want somebody to go in their battle. Steve Cruz lectures us.
Ted Cruz, that was one comment I made one day, that he comes off as sort of lecturing us. I'm giving commentary on
lecturing right now.
True. Yeah. I mean, some of that I don't disagree. Ted Cruz, I've also said, this is wicked smart. You hear me say that? Wicked smart. I tend to just tell you exactly what I think about, you know, these candidates. So, I think this is a good problem we have right now to have this many candidates in there battling out. I don't think we have to settle it right now, but I do think.
Well, I agree on that.
Yeah, it's what this process is for. So let's let it go. Mike, glad you called from Regent. And we didn't get to everybody, but we got to most of you, and we had a great time doing it. Good news is we'll do it all over again tomorrow from Big Iron. So thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. God bless you one and all. See you later. Bye.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.